You are listening to The Repository. How dare we be so beautiful? So blindingly beautiful. Toss your cares away and revel in our blinding beauty. Fall in love with our loveliness. I command you.
Thank you. Thank you. The first job I had, shepherd, helped with the sheep for about 6 months. And with the sheep, carried the hurdles, and I learned the way to pitch the hurdles. Just helped the old shepherd feed them, a bit of hay and a bit of cake. We used to have a bit of cake then, though. Oh, not much, not the Hampshire Downs lot, but they used to have a bit of cake then, see. And perhaps in the lamb cake, used to have some locusts. Locusts was good to eat. Well, we used to get this year locusts and start this lamb's food over. And get the locusts out, though, see? Peacocks and all that in there, see? And what your locust beans, though, see? That used to be sweet, though. We used to get pocket for that and keep chewing and chewing. And you always take them a pocket for the locusts, see? There was always somebody running around with some locusts at night. It's a bean, locust beans. Come, they don't grow in this country. I think they're imported, though, these locust beans. They're sweet, sort of a soft, woody thing. Sweet as syrup, they are. Mm. Used to be a lot of locusts used for sheep one time. Went garden boy at Clanwell Lodge for Captain Faith. He was a captain then, but he...
Good evening.
Hello.
Oh, it's
Drone Company. And when I used to weed the garden and look after chickens and that, and lead the pony when it was lawn mowing, all jobs like that. Just always have me, always used to bring me out my lunch. If I didn't go in the house and get it, I always used to bring it out. I used to have it out on the lawn. See? That was a cup of hot milk and some bread butter. Oh, that's when I don't have you on him. That's, I went up there once when I was a boy. And when Whale Brewery, see, Strong's Brewery at Whale, it was all the horses then, look, see, double and single, see, the vans, look, see, used to have bells on them, see. Used to deliver this beer up the horses, see. Well, and this old boy says, going for a ride, Charles. I said, ah, I said, I'll come. I said, where are we going then? Oh, he says, going up the Bedwin. So gets up the Bedwin, look, gets to the pub. Of course, the first thing he had to do was to put the nose bag on, look. He always had the nose bag, see, for all the horse. So he put the nose bag on, and along come a party, along on the road, and dressed up well she was. So she says, what a nice horse that is, and patted him on the neck, see. A little nipper come along, he says, don't they go talking to her, you? Her just had a bloody good rav. Her was the hotter it was, her couldn't help herself, her couldn't. And it's your party getting such a smack ups out of your own knuckle for...
You are listening to The Repository. Since you're up at this hour, you might as well join us. Curiosity killed the cat. Satisfaction brought him back. We guarantee you'll be 100% satisfied. Or else.
Burning flames have flamed in the depths of my jaws.
whom I have prepared as cup for a wedding. For the flowers in their beauty, for the chamber of righteousness. Stronger are your feet of the barren stone, and the mightier are your voices in the manifold wind.
Put on my gypsy, my gitana, my Selena, where you fade for the dawn to turn to earnest. Oh, a sunny land in Spain. My gitana, my Selena, more delicious than a dove, with your hair aflame with roses, and your lips and light love.
Decided to come to Hollywood. It was very unexpected. I was what you would call a young man that didn't get along well with teachers. I always felt that grown people didn't have all answers and tried to bully us and make us think they did. School was very boring. When I was planning to go back to school, this was my 18th birthday, I was getting ready to graduate. I was at an all-boys school, bad boys, called Jacob A. Riis, Southeast Los Angeles. And you know how you get ready to start back to school, you want your clothes together and you get sharp, you get ready. I laid my clothes out the night before school started, and my birthday is September 12th, so school happened to hit this year on my birthday. But when I got up the next morning, something said, "You're going to Hollywood today." I started putting on the clothes I was going to wear to school for Hollywood. When my mother discovered that I wasn't going to school and I was standing there combing my hair in the mirror, and I said, "Mama, I'm not going to school today." She went crazy. "Like, baby, you gotta go to school. It's your last semester. You're gonna graduate, brother. You gotta go to Hollywood today. You don't know nobody. How you gonna get out there?" 'Cause I didn't have no car or nothing. You know, we were very poor as far as money. I hitchhiked and walked to Hollywood. When I came out on Rossmore, then to Vine, there's a statue standing there today. I don't know what kind of statue it is. But I stood there and looked at that statue for about 10 minutes. I wasn't praying, I wasn't doing any of that silly shit. I was just looking at the statue. As I turned around and looked up Vine, I started walking slowly because I knew I'm getting close to Hollywood. I walked all the way up to Hollywood and Vine, and I stood on the left corner facing Capitol before you cross over. I stood there about 3.5-4 hours, just looking at the cars, looking at the people moving, people with briefcases. And at that time, Hollywood was spotless. It wasn't the way it is today. It was a different environment, different time, and it really inspired me. I knew that's where I wanted to be. Not necessarily in that movement, but in this place where the movement is. And I went back home 3.5-4 hours later. And 4 days later, some guys asked me to sing bass for them in background, called The Upfronts. We made our first record. It was a little local record. It wasn't nothing exciting, but it was very exciting to me, trust me. I was the kid that they saw coming who had his souls. You could hear me coming 2 blocks away, flapping. If you were a guy who could read music, had a car, little bankroll, apartment, nice clothes, it wasn't that tough for you. But if you were a young kid, 19, 20 years old, who has 2 children and a third one on the way and refuses to leave them, a kid who was on welfare because he refused to steal anybody's property or take anybody's money, you found life a lot tougher. I came into it knowing what I had to offer. All I had was the will and the love for music. I couldn't read music or write it. No connections, no car, no money, no bankroll, no clothes, no nothing. But what I loved about it was you were always able to meet somebody interesting that was doing something.
listening to the repository. Things have been left here, and they may never be retrieved. Which is fortunate. If they were ever to be unleashed on an unsuspecting public, there would be hell to pay. The beauty part for you. You get all of this for free. Thank you.
I'm gonna take some morphine. You're gonna have some fun tonight, right? Alright.
Welcome to the repository. You give a little to get a little. You give a lot and they will suck you dry. But I am not bitter. Not by a long shot.
Esteemed audience, you will easily understand if I begin my short address to you in my very imperfect English by addressing my warm thanks to the Mexican people and to the man who leads them with such merit and courage, President Cardenas. When monstrous and absurd accusations were hurled at me and my family, when my wife and myself were under the lock and key of the Norwegian government, without being able to defend ourselves, the Mexican government opened the doors of his magnificent country and said to us, here you can freely defend your rights and your honor. Naturally, it is not a sympathy for myself, my ideas, which has motivated President Cardenas, but a fidelity to his own ideas. All the more meritorious then is his act of democratic hospitality so rare his days. Stalin's trial against me is built upon false confessions extorted by modern inquisitorial methods in the interest of the ruling clique. There are no crimes in history more terrible in intention and execution than the Moscow trials of Zinoviev Kamenev and then of Pyatakov Radek. These trials developed not from communism, not from socialism, but from Stalinism. That is from the irresponsible despotism of the bureaucracy over the people. What is now my principal task? To reveal the truth, to show and to demonstrate that the true criminals hide under the cloak of the accusers. What will be this next step in his direction? The creation of an American, an European, and subsequently also an international commission of inquiry, composed of people who incontestably enjoy authority and public consideration. In confidence, I undertake to present to such a commission all my files, thousands of personal and open letters, in which the developments of my thought and my action is reflected day by day, without any gaps. I have nothing to hide. Dozens of witnesses who are abroad possess invaluable facts and documents which will shed light on the Moscow frame-ups. The work of the Commission of Inquiry must terminate in a great counter-trial. A counter-trial is necessary to cleanse the atmosphere of the germs of deceit, calumny, falsification, and frame-ups, whose source is Stalin's police, the GPU, which has fallen to the level of the Nazi Gestapo. Esteemed audience, you may have many varying attitudes toward my ideas and my political activity for 40 years, but an impartial inquiry will confirm that there is not a stain on my honor, both personal and political. Profoundly convinced that the right is on my side, I wholeheartedly salute the citizens of the New World.
Here's where you see Miss High Voltage. Miss High Voltage, the electric proof girl. That strange girl, the electric proof girl, cannot be electrocuted. She defies death by electrocution. See her on the inside. Look, see her in the electric pit. Watch her as the power switch is drawn on. 10,000 volts of electricity pumping, surging through her lovely body. See sparks fly from her very fingertips. Fire torches ignited from the very tip of her electrified tongue. This high voltage, shockingly real and alive, one of the most electrifying attractions now appearing anywhere. And right here is where you see her. Look, she's on stage number 3 on the inside right now. The giant guillotine. Look at the size of the guillotine, and look, as performed by the famous Dr. Blood. Will you be the next girl to be locked into Dr. Blood's guillotine?
This could be you.
Look at the massive chopper. Will you survive? The snake charmer is here now. Look, the reptile woman. The lady reptile wrestler, Serpentina, is here now, alive and in person. Look through the doorway. She's dragging that giant snake out of the water now, out of their cages. Look, she wraps, she coils, she dances with the jungle snakes, leaning back, arching back, draping those huge pythons and boa constrictors around her body. She may even perform the kiss of death. And look, just acquired, now an exhibit on the inside. See the giant pet snake that attacked and attempted to swallow whole a small boy, the Jones boy, from Burma, the coiling Burmese python, from West India. See Jones the constrictor, a giant snake of the anaconda family. Giant snakes alive. Hurry along, you don't want to miss this.
Jesus addressed men as men.
I only know that the wolves obey him, and that he is a man with hair on the palm of his hands, with sharp teeth, and is mortally afraid of the crucifix.
Best story of its kind ever written.
More speculation and controversy. Mary was the kind of woman that Jesus was to have a lot of loving, a lot of loving.
You're taking this thing awfully hard, Mary.
It's found their children and grandchildren turning into something else called Americans.
And then Jesus started writing in the sand. And it's not really known what he wrote, but maybe he was writing things like liar, hypocrite. Rapist.
Except in cases arising in the land or naval forces, or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war and...
It's a direct contradiction of all his teachings of love and compassion.
I've just seen Jesus.
Blessed are they which are persecuted.
Stupid idiot.
It was the climax of a row which had been seething. He laid the lash of his biblical oratory.
Something evil to go out of me. And I am clean.